In this bulletin, the northern New South Wales local government areas of Tweed, Byron Bay and Kempsey go into lockdown. Victoria records its highest daily number of cases as protests erupt in Melbourne CBD. And in sport, the Matildas are back tomorrow, their first match since the Tokyo Olympics. Good afternoon from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 1,022 new coronavirus cases and another 10 deaths as three local government areas in the north of the state enter lockdown. Tweed, Byron and Kempsey will be in lockdown for at least 7 days after a positive case spent 2 days in the community while infectious. Meanwhile, in Greater Sydney, children in lockdown will be allowed to form a friends bubble, allowing for home visits as long as their adult guardians are vaccinated. Up to three children under 18 can be included in a bubble, and each visit must be the same three friends. Children don't have to be vaccinated to participate. And Victoria has recorded 603 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, the highest daily number since August last year. Another death has been recorded, bringing the toll from the current outbreak to 13. It comes as a two-week construction site shutdown is implemented across Melbourne, Ballarat, Geelong, Mitchell Shire and the Surf Coast. The state's Health Minister Martin Foley says there is evidence to justify the decision.
There are currently 403 direct cases linked to construction, which in turn is linked to 186 construction sites. Of these 186 construction sites, 151 are in metropolitan Melbourne. Of these 151 Melbourne construction sites, there are 362 cases directly linked, and of those, 49 of them live in regional Victoria.
And protests in Melbourne have entered their fourth hour, with crowds growing from a few hundred to a few thousand. Authorities say it's difficult to determine who is taking part in the protests, which stemmed from the construction workers rallying against mandatory vaccination and the two-week industry shutdown. A gathering outside the union office in Melbourne yesterday turned violent and has today expanded into a march through the CBD. Footage shows that the majority of participants are dressed in construction uniforms. However, the ACTU Secretary, Sally McManus, says there's an overlap between far-right groups and anti-vax groups. And Queensland has again tightened border restrictions with New South Wales. Increased border restrictions will be reinstated for the local government areas of Byron Shire and Tweed Shire after they were deemed a public health risk. Byron and Tweed LGAs will become part of the restricted New South Wales border zone from 1 a.m. Wednesday to the 22nd of September. In other COVID news, Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Sonia Bennett says Australia needs to administer just over 1.5 million more COVID-19 vaccine doses before first dose vaccinations reach 80% nationwide. She says the country is averaging 1 million doses administered every 3 to 4 days and not far from offering 2 million doses a week.
I'm pleased to announce that more than 72% of the eligible population have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. To reach this, more than 15 million first doses were administered across more than 10,000 sites. That means nationally, just over 1.5 million doses are needed to reach that 80% of eligible population over 16. For first dose.
Briefly, in other news, the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is in the US for a series of meetings, culminating in the first face-to-face Quad Leaders Summit. It comes after backlash over the AUKUS Defence Pact and submarine deal, which has threatened to damage diplomatic relations with France. Acting Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says he doesn't see how it'll affect the European economy in any way.
The AUKUS agreement is incredibly important for what is our primary reason of being in government, which is the defence of the Australian people. And we do that by having a deterrent. We don't want wars. We are a peace-loving people. But we must make sure we have the capacity to protect our nation. Europe is an incredibly complex and vibrant place. I don't think the European economy is really going to be affected by a contract in Australia.
Mr. Morrison says he doesn't plan on discussing the deal with the French President Emmanuel Macron at the upcoming UN General Assembly. Let's go to football now. Matilda superstar skipper Sam Kerr will notch her 100th cap when Australia returns to action against the Republic of Ireland on Wednesday. It's been 12 years and 48 goals since 15-year-old Kerr made her international debut. The 28-year-old will lead the line in Australia's first game since their Tokyo 2020 campaign. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the nation tomorrow. A sunny 28 degrees in Perth, partly cloudy in Adelaide, 17 for you. Cloudy as well in Melbourne, 18 degrees, partly cloudy in Hobart, 19. Morning frost followed by a cloudy day as well in Canberra and 17. Much the same for Wollongong, 20 degrees, cloudy as well in Sydney, 20 degrees as well in Newcastle, much the same. Fine weather in Brisbane, 24 for you. Sunny as well in Cairns, 26 and 36 degrees for Darwin, sunny there for you as well. Peggy Giacomelos, this is the SBS Newsroom.